This is Hunt for Beer, where homebrewers and professionals give you the story behind their brew.
Sitting here with Mark, and Mark, you've kind of been the whole gamut of starting out, brewing on the stovetop, going to a big system, and now you've returned to your roots.
360 degrees. I started brewing on the stovetop, following the instructions of this little book called Beercraft. And I knew a lot about beer in terms of styles and flavors, but I had no clue how you made beer. I mean, it was kind of weird because I've been a beer fan for a long time, but really thought there was a whole lot of mysticism to it and things. And so bought this little book, and it really is awesome for people that want to start brewing, because you brew a gallon of beer at a time on the stovetop. It's all grain. I still don't brew extract. I don't really know how, but I've always brewed all grain. But a gallon at a time, you know, 10 bottles. And of course, as soon as you start doing that, you realize, well, this same amount of work, I can make 20 bottles, you know. And so I started doing multiple pots and all this stuff, and, you know, joined the homebrew club and kind of learned that, you know, the standard was sort of 5 gallons. That's what everybody did. So I eventually moved up to that, still using an all gravity system. But I built out a pretty nice system, three tiered, so I could do that. So I did 5 gallons like that for a long time, and then kind of got the bug to get a little bit more automated. And so I went to the, you know, 3 vessel system with a pump and, you know, recirculating mash and all this sort of stuff.
More toys.
You know, it's all about the toys. But, you know, the process was harder to dial in, and I didn't do it that long, but I felt like I never really dialed in my system with 5 gallons, and it started getting, not frustrating, but it was just kind of still hit or miss. And then about the same time,
it was more about the system than it was the beer.
It really was, honestly. That's a good point. And then, you know, eventually I kind of got to the point where 5 gallons was a lot of beer. I mean, I don't have a bunch of people that stop over and drink beer all the time. I take it to parties and things like that. But, you know, 5 gallons is a lot of beer, and I like to brew different styles, and I just like to brew. I mean, it's just part of it. That's the fun of it. So, and also, you know, 5 gallons of beer is about 50 pounds, and lifting a 50-pound carboy, plus I'd move one upstairs to get it in the right temperature and put it in a closet and all that. So I'm running up and down 2 flights of stairs with 50 gallons of beer is not fun. So I just decided to go back full circle. And I didn't go back to stovetop, that small batch, but what I discovered was at the same time, I always wanted to go electric. Mm-hmm. And I found a simple way to do that with induction brewing. And so I've got an induction burner plate, whatever you call it. An 1800 watt, the highest you can go and still stay on 110 circuitry. Found a pot at Costco that was induction ready. It's a 6 gallon kettle, and I just do brew in a bag. I shoot for about a 3 gallon volume to get 2.5 gallons in a keg. So I sold all my gear off to some of the home brewers. I went to small kegs. I've got 4 2.5 gallon kegs. I still kept the capacity to go 5 gallons when I need to, because I co-brew with some guys and we put stuff in a barrel and things. And I know there's going to be a time I want to brew a big batch, and I can still do that on, you know, gas stovetop. But it's really, it's given me a lot more control over the process. I feel it's simple. I'm dialing in my process better each time I brew. On my 115th batch that we just brewed this morning, over 4+ years that I've been brewing. So I dial it in a little bit better. I've had good success with it. Almost all the beers that I have won awards for have been brewed in small batch, which is kind of fun. I went back and looked at my record. It was like, holy cow. So I feel like I brew better beer when I'm doing small batches. And, you know, it's simpler. I can brew more often. You know, between small batch and brewing a bag, there's a kind of a movement going toward that. There's a Facebook page dedicated to brewing a bag brewing that I've learned a lot from. If you read Gordon Strong's new book, he actually considers, you know, small batch brewing a bag sort of another angle now, and he gives you techniques and tips on how to adjust the recipes for that. So it's coming into its own, and, you know, I feel like I'm kind of a pioneer at it, but it just works for me. Again, it's very controllable. And
so what do you think are the 3 biggest benefits of brewing small?
Well, simplicity, and that includes, like, the gear. The gear itself is very simple. So you're not having to invest a lot, especially if you're starting out. You know, it can be intimidating looking at all those you know, stainless steel pots and stuff like that. If you go to a brew in and you see some of the guys' rigs and girls' rigs, you know, you see a lot of equipment, and that can be intimidating. So for starting out, it's very simple. A heat source, a pot, and a bag, essentially.
Right.
You know, now you've got, you know, you've got your fermentation things and all that, which are no different than big batches. I mean, I fermentation control, you know, is,
but it's just smaller.
Smaller.
It's easier to move around.
Easier to move around. You can brew more frequently because you're doing smaller batches. You know, in terms of my world, at least, that's one of the benefits for me. And, you know, some people will tell you their time savings. There are some time savings. I probably shaved an hour off today's brew by being, you know, small batch, because I do, I don't do a sparge. I just do one, you know, that's it, mash in and that's it. And again, dialing that process in takes a little bit of time to figure that out. You know, and then in terms of a lot of people, it's just a matter of space. You know, if you live in an apartment, this makes it easy for you to brew. If you've got a smaller, you know, house or just don't have the room for setting up all that gear. And then the other thing is, particularly with electric, is I can brew inside all winter. You know,
right.
It can be freezing cold outside where there are days that I would not have tried to brew outside. And you know, you don't have the control over your mash temperatures because it's so cold, it's hard. Inside in the basement, it's a piece of cake. So, you know, I was able to brew a beer today that I probably would have thought twice about if I was brewing outside again. So, you know, and again, the benefits to me, too, with doing the electric system is I don't have to worry about gas fumes. You know, I'm not dealing with propane. I can vent the moisture out of the basement quickly and easily, and so it's a pretty simple setup.